Hello, this is Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, in for Drew Mello. I've got with me today Nancy Turrell, Executive Director for the Arts Council of Martin County, to talk about Arts Fest, something I think lots of people look forward to each year.
I think so. Since 1988, we've been doing this every year, and I really do think it's a highlight of the season.
Now, what I like, as we've been talking about Arts Fest, is, you know, people who may think they don't like the arts, oh, forget that. There is something here for everybody.
There really is, and we've worked really hard to make this more than just your average street fair with white tents and artists lining the street. We've added a whole culinary arena with a Chopped competition featuring all the best restaurants in downtown Stewart and Martin County. We have a kids area with hands-on free activities. We have a couple of stages with interactive music and entertainment all weekend. Some dance studios perform. We have a literary village. So there is something going on for the entire time, even if you don't like art, which, you know, hopefully everybody finds something they love.
And this is February 10th and 11th.
Yes, it is. 10 to 5, both days, Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday night, we are also doing a concert featuring a 1990s rock and roll band called Cracker. So it'll be a weekend full of activities. You won't want to miss it.
And you can get tickets for this.
Yes, tickets are general admission is $5, which you can pay at the gate, or you can get them in advance online. And there's a VIP pass, which is $50 for 2 days. It includes lunch and drinks and special seating, some shade during the weekend. So if you're planning to come for both days, I think the VIP is a great treat and well worth the money spent.
And you're going to have some special musical guests.
We have music all in the afternoon on both Saturday and Sunday, featuring an array of local bands. The Saturday night concert is really special. We haven't done this in a number of years, but it's another way, because Arts Fest is a part community celebration of the arts, but also a part fundraiser for the Arts Council of Martin County, so we can do the work we do all year long. So doing the concert, which lets us have a little bit higher ticket fee, and fun and entertainment all evening long to raise more money to support the arts in Martin County.
So we've talked about the art and the entertainment and the Chopped competition and the kids' activities, but I'm also seeing Literary Village and a green market.
Yes. The Literary Village, we started, I think it was 3 years ago, and it's grown and grown. We have Stewart Coffee, so we have our own coffee house inside the Literary Village. And then a local author, Bill Witten, has, for the second year in a row, written a one-act short play featuring the next generation of Friends characters. So if you remember the Friends sitcom, it's the kids that they had that are now adults. So they'd be that old now. And so we've got some young actors from across the Treasure Coast who are performing in the debut of that play. That happens at 1 o'clock both days. We've got the aerial circus, you know, the dancers who perform on the ribbons hanging off. We've got that whole area set up on the east end of the park. And it's just a fun weekend. Literally, there's something moving, catching your eye the whole time.
Where can people go to find out more?
They can go to artsfeststewart.org, which takes you directly to the Arts Fest pages of the website. You can see a list of the different community organizations in the kids area. We've themed that around wonderful Harry Potter wizarding theme this year. So you've got the Treasure Coast cosplayers who will be dressed up in all kinds of wizard-appropriate costumes. Making wands will be one of the projects. Duck in the Truck puppets will be doing puppet making that will be wizarding themed. The Atlantic Classical Orchestra Friends groups will be there, and kids will have a chance to play some homemade instruments as well as make some of their own. And most of the activities in the kids area are free, and kids 12 and under are free. So it's a really great family event.
You can find a link to more information on Arts Fest, February 10th and 11th at Memorial Park in Stewart on our website, WQCS.org. This is Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts.